This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Say it was 648 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy skies today, but only a 20% chance for showers in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 60s. With the closing of the Orange County landfill in June, our local governments have to develop both short-term and long-term solutions for waste disposal. The question remains as to what extent the three municipalities will collaborate in this process. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
At WCHL's Carborough Board of Aldermen Candidates Forum last week, hopefuls were asked to what degree should Carborough work with Orange County to find solutions for solid waste and recycling. The five candidates competing for three open seats on the board include incumbents Sammy Slade, Jacqueline Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell. The challengers are Kurt Stolka, vice chair of Carborough's Transportation Advisory Board, and Al Vickers, a former member of the Solid Waste Advisory Board. Vickers was absent from the forum last Monday due to a prior engagement out of the country. Haven O'Donnell said she hoped to work with both Orange County and Chapel Hill to address the area's solid waste needs. She added that the board should reassess Carborough's comprehensive plan and update it with a long-term vision for waste disposal.
The recycling is something that we need to form partnerships to solve. We cannot do recycling on our own. Solid waste as well. I'm really hoping that we can work with the town of Chapel Hill to find solutions that will address our issues in Southern Orange.
Gist said that local elected officials should not divide solid waste responsibilities by municipality, but more so work as a collective unit.
We need to remember that Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carborough are not separate entities. Carborough is in Orange County. Carborough taxpayers pay Orange County taxes. It's the largest part of our tax bill. Carborough voters vote for county commissioners. So we're really not completely separate entities. We have a lot of skin in that game.
Stolka proposed that Carborough should look to regional collaboration and pull together resources from neighboring counties.
In collaborating with Orange County, in the future, somebody is going to have to lose for us to find a new landfill site. Maybe there's certain things that we can put on the table to convince a more rural area to be open to it.
Orange County's recycling program is one of the top programs in North Carolina. It reached a state high rate in waste reduction with 59%, nearing its goal of 61% for the year. Slade said this was an accomplishment, but that more could be done.
It's been a great collaboration. Our recycling is, you know, a leading example, and we've set a goal of 60% reduction, and we've achieved that through recycling. So it's past due time to ramp that goal up towards zero waste.
Slade added that Carborough should explore composting. Town residents have brown bins for yard waste collection. Slade said these bins could easily accept other organic materials, such as kitchen waste. Since the landfill's closure this summer, Orange County solid waste is temporarily being taken to the Waste Disposal and Recycling Transfer Station in Durham until county commissioners can develop a long-term solution. June 29th was the last day that waste was accepted in the Orange County landfill. The site's shutdown marks the end of 41 years of activity in Orange County. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will be busy considering a plan to build a hotel on the edge of Southern Village when the council meets. The proposed hotel would be five stories with 112 rooms and 90 parking spaces along 15501 South across from Strata Solar near Southern Village. If it's approved, a future development phase could include a new apartment building. The council will also consider charging a penalty fee to home and business owners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarms. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Now that Greg Meyer has been appointed to serve in the State House, he's looking ahead to his first challenge, which may well be a race to keep that seat. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When Greg Meyer was unanimously appointed to represent State House District 50 last week, he told the selection committee he wants to focus on education, economic growth, and regaining democratic control of the state legislature. But the General Assembly doesn't reconvene until May 14, 2014. So before he has a chance to put those ideas to the test, Meyer could face a challenger in the May 6th Democratic primary.
The Democratic primary will happen before the next session of the General Assembly, so yeah, that means campaign mode starts now.
And Meyer has lofty goals for that campaign. In a memo to the selection committee, he vowed to raise $30,000 by the end of this year, $60,000 by the May primary, and $100,000 by the November 2014 general election. In addition to fundraising, Meyer says he's got to reach out to a diverse district that spans Orange and Durham counties.
There are places where I don't know very many people, and I'm sure there are people who want their voices heard and would like to know who their representative is and want to judge whether they feel like they can support me in an election. So part of being representative is not just sitting in the General Assembly, but sitting in your community, being together with people, and helping their voices get to where they're going to be heard in the General Assembly.
Meyer has served as the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Director of Student Equity and the coordinator of the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. He says while he may not be able to do both full-time while serving in the House, he hopes to continue his work with students in the area.
I really love the people in the Chapel Hill schools. I adore working with the hundreds of families that we serve at Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate. I would like to find ways to continue to work with them. The General Assembly is not a full-time gig, so I will find additional ways to continue to work in education and youth development, and I hope to do that in this community.
Greg Meyer will be officially named to the House seat within the next week. Details for the swearing-in ceremony have yet to be determined. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hillsborough Board of Commissioners candidate Megan Carmichael says while development is one of the top priorities in which Hillsborough will be focusing, she says if she's elected, she will fight for smart growth. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Carmichael about her seeking election to the Board of Commissioners and how she believes she will best serve the town of Hillsborough.
Megan, what do you believe is the number one issue in Hillsborough that needs to be addressed?
Well, I think that the number one issue in Hillsborough for the next little bit here is smart growth. I think it's going to be really important for us as a community to be thoughtful in the way that we choose to grow in the next 5 to 10 years. Hillsborough is a dynamic and great small town, and it's thriving, and it's a prosperous place. But it has a very different feel than other areas in the Triangle, and I think that everyone in Hillsborough is interested in keeping the charm of Hillsborough while making sure that we're growing in a smart way.
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues as they come up?
Well, I think that being very thoughtful in what comes before us is going to be very important. There's actually quite a bit that's already on the board, development projects that have been approved. And so we're moving forward and we're going to be growing regardless of what happens on the town board in the next several years. But making sure that the decisions that we've already made and that the decisions that come before the town board continue to grow us in the way that we want, that the choices that we make reflect our town's values.
We're speaking with Megan Carmichael, a candidate for the Town of Hillsborough Board of Commissioners. How, as a member of the commission, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Hillsborough are heard?
Great question. I think that's one of the most important things that town board commissioners do, is not that we're just pushing forward our own agenda, but that we are actually listening to the voices of Hillsborough and promoting their interests, their priorities, their concerns, and making sure that those voices are heard and are part of the conversation when we make our decisions. For me, that's really started with my campaign, with just walking around, walking door to door and meeting folks and hearing what people have to say. And I think that what I've really heard is though we do have some variations, there's a whole lot more that we share in common as a community. But what I've been telling constituents is that I want to hear their voices. I want them to be a part of the conversation. And I think it's important for the town for us to actively seek those voices out, not only through leaders and groups in the community, but also through individuals. It's our responsibility to gather them together and to make sure that they have a seat at the table.
Sounds like a very strong part to your campaign. What's one thing that sets you apart from other candidates?
Well, I think that really that's what it is for me, is making sure that I'm being a representative voice for the people. I'm really not trying to push my own particular agenda for our town. I'm trying to make sure that all of the concerns of our citizens are heard and that they are part of the discussion and they're part of the solution, that we're thinking very creatively and collaboratively about how we achieve what we want to achieve as a town. And I think that making sure that I'm committed to hearing what folks have to say and hearing what folks want in our town in the now and in the future is what's going to help us get there.
Once again, that is Hillsborough Town Board candidate Megan Carmichael speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. You can hear the whole interview by viewing the story on our website at chapelborough.com. Between now and Election Day, WCHL continues to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, to be specific. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and NC 54, seeing some slowdowns. 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive, also seeing some delays. We've got the delays on NC 54 heading eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Just moderate delays in all of those areas. Nothing major this morning. No accidents reported in any of the rest of the area either. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Sounds like things are moving along pretty well as far as the traffic is concerned.
Certainly.
Now your WCHL Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Southern Season. Now's your last chance to sign up for the homebrew contest at southernseason.com. The beer extravaganza happens November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews. Southern Season, University Mall in Chapel Hill. It is 47 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy skies today. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today, about 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with 30% chance of showers and low about 50. And tomorrow, partly sunny, a little bit nicer with a high once again in the upper 60s.
Name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelborough.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time, 8:17. A sixth person was injured at the North Carolina State Fair as a 35-year-old worker was hurt early this morning while disassembling a ride. WRAL is reporting the man was hurt early this morning when taking apart a ride called the Vortex. Now, this is not the same ride that sent five to the hospital and led to the arrest of one man for tampering with safety equipment. The injured man was taken to Wake Med with a leg injury, according to State Fair officials. Another worker claimed the man was breaking down the ride when something came swinging out of nowhere. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating this incident as an industrial accident. And in news around town this morning, the town of Chapel Hill invites the community to participate in a public information session at 6:30 p.m. next Monday to discuss proposed changes to land use regulations in the Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard area. The information session will be held at Extraordinary Ventures. A consultant will explain the proposed regulatory changes and how this component of the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan will be implemented for the Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard area. Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard focus area encompasses the area surrounding Rams Plaza near the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard from South Elliott Road to the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. WCHL News Time, 8:19. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Tar Heel football team got over the hump on Saturday afternoon in Chapel Hill. Desperately in need of a victory, Carolina got one in impressive fashion over ACC foe Boston College. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The Tar Heels claimed a much-needed victory over Boston College in Keenan Stadium on Saturday, and this one wasn't even close. Winning by a score of 34-10, Carolina finally put together those four complete quarters they've been searching for all season long. And for now, it keeps their bowl hopes alive. Head coach Larry Fedora says he was satisfied with the performance.
All right, much different feeling in that locker room tonight. You know, a much-needed win. We played not error-free football, but we played with a lot less mistakes than we have in the in our previous games, and it showed up tonight. You know, I thought our defense did a really nice job.
Coach Fedora says he really likes the dual-threat combo of Marquise Williams and Bryn Renner at the quarterback position.
I think so. I mean, you know, anytime you're moving the chains, you're gonna have a better rhythm. I got to give both those quarterbacks some praise as far as how they're handling that transition between the two. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people are going to tell you that you can't do that, that it's going to, you know, it's going to mess with the flow of the game and one guy needs to get, you know, but they really are doing a great job. It's very a seamless transition between the two.
The Tar Heel defense was getting plenty of pressure in the Boston College backfield and continually disrupted the Eagles' offensive game plan by robbing them of time. Coach Fedora says he is most pleased with how hard the guys on the defense are playing.
Thought the defense did a really good job. You know, all night and kept them out of the end zone. You know, I mean, you do that and they're playing pretty hard. I mean, I'll tell you, they're playing hard.
Senior signal caller Bryn Renner certainly delivered an efficient performance, tossing a pair of touchdown passes with only 3 incompletions the entire game. Renner says the added emphasis on red zone scoring in practice really paid off for the Tar Heels against Boston College.
Us as players, we need to, you know, when we get in that area, you know, energy level and the intensity to score needs to be there. And I think that's what we've been trying to focus on. Guys were staying after to watch extra film. And, we've been executing. And I think that's been huge.
Eclipsing the 8,000-yard career mark last weekend, Renner says he was unaware of those numbers. He says he is just focused on finding a way to salvage the season one game at a time.
The mojo of our team is kind of, you know, just keep battling, keep fighting. And that's what we're going to do for the rest of the season. No matter what happens, we're going to focus on one game at a time. That's all we can control. We're not where we want to be right now, so we're not satisfied. And we're going to NC State, you know, with a tough test.
Yes, next up for the Tar Heels is that little game against the Wolfpack down in Raleigh. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Certainly feels a little different around Chapel Hill after a victory rather than a loss. Carolina winning in impressive fashion over Boston College over the weekend. Dave Glenn, ACC Sports Journal, accsports.com. And he only even has his own radio show. Joins us this morning. And Dave, what did you take out of that Tar Heel win over the Eagles?
Well, it's great to be with you, Ron. I think the first thing is, anytime you are in late October and most of your preseason dreams have gone down the drain, as was the case for the Tar Heels heading into that Boston College matchup, you're just not sure how human nature is going to kick in. You know, are you going to stick together? Are you going to keep listening to your coaches? Are you going to still play hard? And the answers to those questions are not always the good answers, and they were for the Tar Heels. And I think it's important that they stuck together. And they not only did that, they absolutely annihilated Boston College in that 34-10 game. And they really showed that just as they went 1-5 against the first half of their schedule, they're capable of going 5-1 against the second half as long as they play as well as they did against the Eagles.
No shortage of reasons to get fired up for this Saturday's game. Speaking of annihilation, North Carolina State suffered just that against Florida State over the weekend. And what do you look at when you consider North Carolina versus North Carolina State in Raleigh this coming Saturday?
Well, I think there's one great unknown in play there. I mean, we have a sense of what the Tar Heels are like offensively now. We have a sense of what they're like defensively, with Boston College being a step in the right direction. NC State is a pretty decent defensive team, but offensively, we really have no idea who the Wolfpack is. I mean, they were without their starting quarterback, Brandon Mitchell, for most of the year. Their game against Florida State is a little difficult to really draw meaning from because the Seminoles are just 10 times better than the Wolfpack. If FSU wanted to win that game by 100, they could have, seriously. Anyone who saw that realizes that's the case. So what does the Wolfpack offense look like if Brandon Mitchell is healthy and playing against an opponent that is not overwhelming him the way FSU did? We don't know the answer to that, so that'll probably be the key to the game. Does this improved UNC defense bother Brandon Mitchell the way Florida State, or even half as much as Florida State, bothered him? That, to me, would be the key to the game.
Well, the thing is, the good point you made, I think Florida State's 10 times better than just about anybody.
True.
Really fine football team. Dave Glenn, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be with you.
All right. Dave Glenn, ACC Sports Journal, accsports.com, and the Dave Glenn Show. It is 8:24 at WCHL. In other sports over the weekend, in thrilling fashion, the number 5 Tar Heel women's soccer team rallied from behind to sneak out of
Spry Stadium in Winston-Salem with a 2-1 overtime road victory over number 19 Wake Forest. Kalia Ojai took the game in her hands in the 98th minute, getting an unassisted goal to seal this crucial ACC win.
Carolina with possession, heading into the offensive third. Now Munderlin with it, taking it down the left side, gets him positioning, puts it to Bledsoe, the ball off of the defense of Wake Forest. Now a chance
Carolina
goal!
Carolina wins.
Kalia Ojai
from Amber Munderlin. What a huge win for the Tar Heels.
Rand Northam and Dave Losey with a call on WCHL. It was Ojai's eighth score of the season. With that comeback victory, the Tar Heels secured home field advantage in the ACC tournament quarterfinals next Sunday. Next up, it will be a home showdown with Duke Thursday night, 7 o'clock in the regular season finale. You can read this story, follow all the latest in UNC women's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. And UNC volleyball kept cruising along over the weekend. Head coach Joe Segula has his women flying around the court this season. And on Sunday, they announced a 3-1 victory over ACC newcomer Pittsburgh. Tar Heels now 20-1 in the season, 9-1 in the ACC. Next up, a weekend trip to the Sunshine State. A Friday night matchup against number 18 Florida State. A Sunday meeting with the Miami Hurricanes on tap for this Carolina squad. And the UNC basketball team ceremoniously kicked off Friday night with Late Night with Roy in the Dean Smith Center. A lot of folks excited by what they saw. Coach Williams says he was disappointed he was not able to run either team in front of the crowd. That's what he really wanted to do.
Blues for not making Marcus give the ball up, and yet I loved him being willing to take down and take the shot and make it. I was sort of hoping he'd miss so I could run somebody in front of all those people. I've never had that big a crowd to watch my guys run, but other than that, I was pleased with what went on.
Well, the contest, in case you're wondering, ended in a 50-50 tie when Marcus Page drained his last second shot. Pretty impressive performance. Tar Heels' next play, an exhibition game against UNC Pembroke this Friday night. You can read this story, follow all the latest in Tar Heel basketball on our website at chapelboro.com. Now, we pass the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagraves Insurance. We've been selecting finalists each week from our 38 sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists. Are you one of the lucky finalists? Remember, you can be a finalist more than once, and you want to be because the more times you're a finalist, the greater your chances of winning the grand prize to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at every location once a week until November 5th at locations including Great Outdoor Provision Company, Grimble Jewelers, Harrington Bank, Homestead Senior Care, Jersey Mike's, Louise Beck Properties, Kitchen Works, Mama Dips, Moe's Bottle Shop, and PTA Thrift Shop, and many more. And don't forget to enter at our website, chapelboro.com, and on Chapelboro's Facebook page as well. More ways to be a finalist. Let's get a call-in finalist right now. Be caller number 7 at 919-929-WCHL. I will take caller number 7.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I've been telling you, don't give up on these Tar Heels. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It's a shame that on such a gorgeous fall weekend, more people do not come out to Keenan Stadium to see the Tar Heels finally put it together in their best game of the season. They thoroughly dominated a Boston College team that had given Southern Cal, Florida State, and Clemson close calls, allowing one touchdown and continuing to show multi-dimensions that will help short and long term. The kickoff was at 3:30, so that's no excuse for not being able to get to the game, and as I said, the weather was glorious. The 1-5 record going in is deceiving because the Tar Heels were a handful of plays from being 3-2 or maybe better. Kudos to them that they put the bad start behind and look to be building momentum for the home stretch of the season. One down, 5 to go. In most years around UNC, the same talk of a needed culture change in football pops up about now. Unless the team is undefeated, nationally ranked, and contending for a major bowl, too many fans choose to do something else with their disposable weekend income and time. Ticket prices are high, and it's a day-long commitment. So what can Carolina do to change that culture? Zero Dark Thursday was a big success by all measures, but that was a one-time deal. There's plenty else to do on a football weekend in Chapel Hill, but the thrill of the game has to be at the top of the list. The team has to win, which it has not done, but could still salvage a winning record and bowl bid. So if the Heels can win at State and whip Virginia on what should be a busy homecoming weekend, Larry Fedora will officially have turned the ship back in the right direction. Bubba Cunningham's staff, consisting of some new people with some new concepts that have worked at other places, is busy trying to raise Carolina's football profile with creative ideas about how to fill the stadium today with a crowd that includes impressionable youngsters who will keep coming tomorrow. The students have been great, and even the Blue Zone crowd is sitting in their high-priced seats rather than watching from inside now that the weather is cooler. But it's those sideline sections that will be full and rocking when the team takes the field. That will make recruits want to come, which will mean the team will always be good, which means the weekends will be worth attending. Any suggestions? Email them to me at art@chapelboro.com. See ya.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Congratulations, John Paul McClellan, who called in and got qualified again to win the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway. Your opportunity coming up again in the next half hour.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com.
Garrett, there's an there are more that. NSA spy revelations. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
You can add Spain to the list of European countries outraged by the scope of U.S. surveillance, with reports this morning that U.S. tracking of 60 million phone calls in that country in 1 month. And it's not a typical diplomatic argument. It now threatens to scuttle an emerging trade deal between the United States and all of the European Union nations involved.
On CBS This Morning, senior correspondent John Miller said, following the German chancellor's phone calls to President Obama demanding that the U.S. stop monitoring her calls?
What the NSA told me in a statement last night is that the president was never briefed in 2010 on Merkel intercepts, so they're pretty clear on that, nor do they say has General Alexander discussed that with him.
That reference to General Keith Alexander, who directs the National Security Agency. European Union officials are likely to bring up the phone surveillance. They are in D.C. today. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
48 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. A Chapel Hill Town Council will get together tonight to consider a plan to build a hotel on the edge of Southern Village when the council meets. The proposed hotel would be five stories high with 112 rooms and also 90 parking spaces. It would be built along 15501 South across from Strata Solar near Southern Village. If approved, a future development phase could include a new apartment building. The council will also consider charging a penalty fee to home and business owners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarms. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Hillsborough Board of Commissioners candidate Megan Carmichael says while development is one of the top priorities on which Hillsborough will be focusing, she says if she's elected, she will fight for smart growth.
Hillsborough is a dynamic and great small town, and it's thriving, and it's a prosperous place, but it has a very different feel than other areas in the Triangle, and I think that everyone in Hillsborough is interested in keeping the charm of Hillsborough while making sure that we're growing in a smart way.
Three candidates are contending for two seats on the Board of Commissioners. Carmichael says she's not going to use the commissioner's seat as a platform to push her own agenda, but as a place to be a voice for the people.
I want to hear their voices. I want them to be a part of the conversation, and I think it's important for the town for us to actively seek those voices out.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Megan Carmichael about her seeking election to the Board of Commissioners in Hillsborough and how she believes she will best serve in that office. And you can hear the whole interview if you'd like to go to our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, we'll preview each of the candidates one-on-one. A sixth person was injured at the North Carolina State Fair as a 35-year-old worker was hurt early this morning while disassembling a ride. WRAL is reporting the man was hurt early this morning when taking part in a ride called the Vortex. This is not the same ride that sent five to the hospital and led to the arrest of one man for tampering with the safety equipment. The injured man was taken to Wake Med this morning with a leg injury, according to State Fair officials. Another worker claimed the man was breaking down a ride when something came swinging out of nowhere. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating this incident as an industrial accident. UNC journalism students were encouraged to be creative storytellers when they got a chance at what the future of advertising might look like. at the New World Media Symposium on Friday. They got a glance at the future. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
Professor Joanne Chirino says the journalism school at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has a long tradition of greatness.
We need to continue to create great storytellers, which is something we've always done, from Charles Perrault to any number of individuals that have passed through the J School.
Professors Gary Kay, John Sweeney, and Chirino hosted the next World Media Symposium on Friday in an effort to continue that tradition. And Kay says people heard their message.
I just got word that our hashtag is trending all over the triangle, so that's a good sign that other people are paying attention, not just us.
The symposium brought executives from well-established advertising and marketing companies onto campus to talk to students. AT&T Vice President Daryl Evans was the keynote speaker at the conference. He and a few other speakers are UNC alumni. Evans says the symposium was a great start to a homecoming weekend.
Oh, this is fun. I love coming back up to Chapel Hill. I'm here for a ball game, and I'm on the Board of Visitors here. It's a good place to come back to.
The speakers came to give students advice on becoming successful advertisers in a fast-paced world that continually introduces new media outlets and platforms. Jonathan Salem-Baskin is a respected management consultant and a regular Forbes contributor. He talked about where journalism has been in the past.
I think newspapers, the print version, it's an inefficient medium.
And where it's going in the future.
I happen to get still the print for the Chicago Tribune, too. I just can't give it up. But I will eventually die. You know, and I don't think I will be replaced by a subscriber.
The speakers talked about the boom of new media, with Twitter, Facebook, Netflix, Hulu, Instagram, Vine, YouTube, LinkedIn, Foursquare, Snapchat, Reddit, and the hundreds of thousands of online news mediums. What's the best way for advertisers to reach consumers? How do you sort through all the madness? Greg Johnson, president of the Boone Oakley Agency, says the more tech we are, the more human we must be. He says all of this technology works best when it's reflective of who we are as people.
As sophisticated and as advanced as technology is becoming, that is still really about simple, basic human truths. It's about touching people's hearts and their heads because that's where decisions are made.
Evans agreed with Johnson in his presentation, saying the connective tissue of all of this emerging media is storytelling. He says advertising is about making something that's engaging. And journalism students at the event were fully engaged in the speakers' messages. Tricia Klepp says she hopes the journalism school uses the speakers' ideas in the classroom.
I thought it was very interesting to get a perspective from people that do this in their real lives and real brands with real money behind it, because you do can learn all these things in the journalism school, but you don't really understand it until you see the tangible benefits of it. And I think it's great, and I think the journalism school should try to head in the same direction.
And Professor Chirino says she plans to push her class in that direction.
And I think we heard some consistent themes about storytelling and content marketing and creativity and big data and analytics. So those are going to be the touchstones for me to carry through to my classes.
Other speakers at the event included Boone Oakley CCO David Oakley, Capstrat Agency President Karen Albritton, and Rave Publications founder Gary Kay. The video featuring the event will be on the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication website by November 10th. You will find that link on our website, chapelboro.com. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning, the Rosemary Imagined Input Session has been scheduled for 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 21st at the Hargraves Community Center. Rosemary Imagined is a community-led planning initiative that will refine the vision of Rosemary Street and how it will fit into the growth of downtown Chapel Hill. The public is invited to attend for information about the process, engage in conversation, and share thoughts. If you'd like more information on the information session, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Go ahead and write that down on your calendar. 5:30 p.m. Thursday, November 21st at Hargraves. WCHL News Time, 8:39. Phil Hawkins has today's commentary. That's on the way next.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carverill Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carverill Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarverillFamilyMedicine.net.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
This is Allison Nichols, resident and 31-year-old farmer. Orange County is unique and edgy in many ways. It offers the culture and vibrant business life of a city while being surrounded by fields and farms that haven't changed in 100 years. We remain committed to a progressive ideal that honors the environment and the individual. It's a multicultural and inclusive environment. I call that edgy.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberger, Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at CederbergKitchens.com.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street is where to register for the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple Giveaway. Serving Chapel Hill since 1984, Lloyd Tire carries Continental, General, and most other major brands, and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire and Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street and enter to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
49 degrees, 842 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Phil Hawkins, and I live in Fresno, California. Now, please don't hold that against me. I was born and raised in Chapel Hill and still come home to visit as often as I can, usually around Christmas. Now, of course, living in Fresno does not give me any opportunity to get real North Carolina barbecue. And when I come home to visit my poor, tired, sick, aged mother in the rest home, inevitably she and I are going to want some barbecue. However, in my last few visits home, I've noticed a disturbing trend. The barbecue joints are all closed during the week between Christmas and New Year's. Now, I'm not talking about that foo-foo place in Carrboro or the national chains out on the boulevard. I'm talking about the cinder block shacks where you get the good stuff. Both locations of Allen's, Bullock's Barbecue, Bird's, and Hog Heaven, all in Durham, are all closed. And this just ain't right. I know people say just stock up and freeze a couple of pounds and you'll have it. But when my poor, tired, sick, aged mother asks me on the spur of the moment from her sick bed in the nursing home for a chop plate with hush puppies and slaw, well, I, as her loving son, cannot get her barbecue over the joyous Christmas season. And this is just wrong. I mean, why do all you good people have to take vacation at the same time? I know you all work hard and deserve time off, but can't you take vacation in, like, March? Or maybe you guys could compare notes and rotate taking Christmas off. Something. Well, I just hope that one day when my poor, tired, sick, aged mother has gone to her reward, y'all be able to live with yourselves knowing she was not able to get barbecue during the joyous Christmas season shared with her loving son. This is Phil Hawkins.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-333-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Good morning. It is 8:45 at WCHL, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Southern Season. It's your last chance to sign up for the homebrew contest at southernseason.com. The beer extravaganza is November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews. Southern Season at University Mall in Chapel Hill. It's been a pretty ordinary day as far as traffic is concerned. Nothing really out of the ordinary jumping out at us. If you spot anything out of the ordinary that we're not reporting on WCHL, phone us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL, but whatever you do, decide to do it safely. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. You know, they can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. It is 49 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 48 in Carborough. Also 49 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance for showers in the afternoon. High today in the upper 60s. Not a bad day at all, really. Tonight, mostly cloudy with 30% chance for showers and the low around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. A little bit warmer on Wednesday. Look for highs up in the middle 70s by the time Wednesday gets here. So pretty good weather forecast for the next few days.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Subaru is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Isn't it nice to know that your Subaru purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Lease a new 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for $179 per month. October is also a great month to celebrate certified pre-owned Subarus. There are plenty of reasons to fall in love with a certified pre-owned Subaru, including the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain plan and factory-backed coverage. And you can get financing as low as 0.99% APR financing for up to 48 months during the Love Strikes Twice event, now through the 31st.
Stock number D4057 EEA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing excludes $1,000 lease and excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $210.90 and selling price of $199.51. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. At Venable, I serve delicious food, keeping in mind that food and eating are about family, friends, and taking time to enjoy life. Environment is key, so we've created a relaxed atmosphere with attentive and friendly service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
Here's Ted Seagroves of the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency to explain what it takes to be a great insurance agent.
Clients that are expecting you to provide them with the level of service and information, and that makes a good agent. If you don't have both of those qualities, you're just not going to have it. You're not going to make it.
Stop by the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency today and let Ted, Pete, or Amy show you Nationwide and Seagroves On Your Side Family Service.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 49 degrees, 849 at WCHL, and time to get somebody else qualified for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway on WCHL. It's very easy. If you're not qualified already, then time is running out. We pass the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. We've been selecting finalists each week from our 38 great sponsor locations. and getting call-in finalists. Are you one of our lucky finalists already? Remember, you could do it more than once, and you want to be, because the more times you're a finalist, the greater your chances at winning our grand prize to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at every sponsor location once a week until November 5th at locations including Townsend Bertram & Company, Twig, UPS, Fordham Boulevard in Menomont, Venable, The Entry, Tobacco Road, 10,000 Villages, and R&R Grill, and many more, of course. Don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbro.com, and on Chapel Bro's Facebook page. More ways you can become a finalist. Let's get a call-in finalist right now, and I will take caller number 6. 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 6. Call right now.
What's more rock and roll than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The inaugural Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. On November 13th, join the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce for this gala event and induction ceremony that will recognize the true rock stars of our business community, whose excellence in business management and courageous thinking has made a positive and lasting impact in our community. The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today.
Why is R&R Grill your Sunday brunch destination? From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., every entree is made to order in their scratch kitchen. Beginning at 12 noon, enjoy fresh, handcrafted cocktails and bottomless mimosas. At 1 o'clock, come your favorite NFL games. Dine inside or enjoy the fall weather on the spacious covered patio and stay until those games are over. R&R Grill, 137 East Franklin Street in the Bank Plaza Building. Plenty of free parking on Sunday. We'll see you there.
There are many ill-informed people in this world, people laboring under misconceptions like jewelry is a luxury item. I would contend that jewelry is in fact a necessity. There has never been a human society, past or present, primitive or advanced, that has not worn jewelry. Prehistoric beads have been found that are 90,000 years old. And some old jewelry is better than new jewelry, which leads me to the point of all this, which is to tell you that Grimble Jewelers is having our Fall Estate Jewelry Show Wednesday, November 6th. For one day only, we will have over $2 million worth of fabulous period and antique pieces from the Victorian, Edwardian, Art Deco, and Retro periods. The fact that many of these pieces were worn by people who traveled by horseback and wrote long letters in cursive adds a special magic, evoking another time and place. Don't miss this opportunity to own a piece of history at Grimble Jewelers Fall Estate Show. Wednesday, November 6th, Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin. Oh, and did I mention that we're going to have John Wayne's personal wristwatch with fives at every number?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to congratulate Debbie LeMay for qualifying once again to win our Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway. You can qualify once a week. We've got lots of ways you can do it. Get all the details on our contest, the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway, presented by Seagrove's Insurance. All you got to do is go to our website. We have all the rules there. We have the sponsor locations, 38 of them. Chapelboro.com is where you go to find out. And who knows, you could be our winner. Congratulations again to Debbie LeMay. Now, let me switch gears here. And if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day today, actually delivered by Mary Donna Pond. What is the word? How do you spell it? And what's the definition? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now if you'd like a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Lee Marcus is a psychologist with the TEACH program and the former clinical director of the Chapel Hill TEACH Center. Now he's serving as interim director of training for TEACH, and he's also today's WCHL hometown hero.
We've been a program in the state of North Carolina since 1972, probably one of the first, if most comprehensive, service delivery systems in the country and in the world, established by the legislature in 72 to provide services for people with autism in North Carolina.
And TEACH is all about providing services for those with autism and their families. Again, Dr. Lee Marcus.
So we do a wide range of things. We do evaluations and assessments. assessments to help clarify if diagnosis of autism is part of the picture. We work with families, providing treatment through our work with families to help them with their child at home. Variety of activities with families in terms of support activities. We do groups for children of different ages. We have early intervention program. We do a lot of consultation and training, both within North Carolina and around the world. We are housed and we are part of the university. We're part of the medical school, part of the area health education centers, AHEC, and we have centers across the state. Families anywhere in the state of North Carolina have a TEACH center that's within reasonable distance.
For so long, autism has been treated as if it only happened to children, but there are so many adults who are affected. Dr. Marcus says things are getting much better.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's not even close to the way it was when we first started, and over the first several decades where autism was very much misunderstood. That's the next frontier, and there's more going on. Still probably a disproportionate amount of attention and time relative to the whole population goes to the younger kid for obvious reasons and good reasons, but there are more adults with autism than there are children with autism. It's a population that is in desperate need of quality services. There are a lot of barriers that make it difficult.
They're making real progress when it comes to the treatment of adults with autism. Lee Marcus, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 8:55, and congratulations to Carla Schuford of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. A rather unusual word today. Pecksniffian. 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 It means pretending to have high morals, hypocritical, one who is appears to be rather righteous. And I said that would describe some of our politicians these days, and certainly that word would go well in Washington. Carla Schuford gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much. We'll have another word of the day on WCHL brought to you tomorrow at a little before 8 o'clock. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And once again, our winner today, Carla Schuford, gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Be sure to listen tomorrow, and you might be our next winner.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Betty Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. When you put your house on the market, it only has one chance to make a good first impression to a prospective buyer. Let Tony Hall & Associates advise you on how best to make that important first impression. Contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 49 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today, about 68 degrees. Not a bad day.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship in Chapel.